With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. We'll get another piece of information regarding if and how the U.S. economy is recovering from the pandemic later this morning when the Labor Department releases the June jobs report. Now, economists expect at least another 500,000 jobs added, with strong growth continuing in leisure and hospitality and those other face-to-face service jobs that are ramping back up. Many employers, though, are complaining quite loudly, we should add, about a labor shortage. They say they're desperate to hire, but can't find people willing to work right now. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Many employers are having trouble staffing up quickly as consumers emerge from the pandemic ready to shop and eat out and go to ball games. But
there really isn't any evidence of widespread labor shortage.
Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute says if there were, employers would be jacking up wages across the board to entice unemployed workers. Instead, she says there are some pockets of wage acceleration.
In leisure and hospitality, a big boost in those wages is the fact that they're getting more tips now because more people are coming to those restaurants in person.
A lot of job postings now offer cash hiring bonuses, says Ann Elizabeth Conkle at job site Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter, in transportation, construction, and personal services, but not so much in food service and tourism.
And maybe some employers just thinking like, hey, if there's an elevated unemployment rate, well, I don't need to offer a cash incentive.
But she says they may have to. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.